If they want to come up. Hello, Leila. You're the only one who's got the nerve to come up. Oh, hi. Martin and Luke, would you help me out? I see you back there. No, they're gonna sit there. So, we need some other helpers then. Like, four more. Come on in. Seat. Okay, Betty Lou, Candace, Carol. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Good. Good. Oh, here comes Quentin. Good. Okay, I thought today I would tell the scripture story rather than read it, because some stories in scripture really should be told as stories rather than read so we can understand them. So I need, first of all, somebody to play Jesus. Anybody? Nobody wants to do that? Quentin will. Quentin will do anything. Okay, Carol. And I need somebody to be Peter, James, and John. James. James. Okay. James. Okay, James, Peter. Peter, John. Okay. And then I need a Moses and Elijah. So that would be one of you two. Who? Okay. Okay, you'll be the other. Okay, good. So here's how the story goes. This today is Transfiguration Sunday. Anybody know what transfiguration is? It's kind of like when you're changed into something else, right? Go from a, Carol said, go from an adult to a kid. When you're changed somehow from the inside out, you're transfigured, that sort of thing. So here's the story of transfiguration as we find it in Mark. And Mark is a little quirky. He has some fun things going on in that. So here's how it goes. One day, Jesus went up to the mountain with his disciples, Peter, James, and John. James, Jesus. Peter, over here. Okay. Hi, Quentin. And Peter, James, and John went up the mountaintop with Jesus, and when they got up to the mountaintop, the story tells us that somehow Jesus was changed, transfigured. Jesus, sort of like the light of Christ lit him up. And Mark says this funny, quirky little thing. He said, his clothes were so white, you couldn't get them that white with bleach. He does. The writer of Mark must have been fascinated with his, you know, how white he turned. You couldn't get it. So he's so white that you can't get his clothes clean up for bleach. So let's have the disciples sitting around here, Peter, James, and John down here. James. And as they're standing there watching Jesus like light up, along comes Moses and Elijah. Layla, standing on either side of Jesus, of two Jesus, we have Quentin here. You want to go by Quentin? Okay, I'll go over here then. So we all of a sudden the disciples see Moses and Elijah standing beside Jesus, and they are petrified. They're really scared that you're there. And Peter, which one is Peter? Okay, Susan's Peter. Peter is never at a loss for words. Peter, you know, even if there's nothing that can be said, will say something anyway. And Peter's looking at all of this, and Peter says, Lord, it's really good that we're here. Let's build tents for all of you. He does. Let's build a tent for every Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And it says, they're so scared they don't know what to say. Peter says something anyway, right? And then as they're standing there, all of a sudden a cloud comes down over everybody. A cloud shows up over Jesus and everybody. And there's a voice that says, this is my beloved child. Listen to him. Listen to him. And all of a sudden, as the cloud rises, Elijah and Moses are gone. Elijah and Moses disappear, and all that's left are Jesus, Peter, James, and John. And so Jesus goes down with them, goes down the mountain. And as they're going down the mountain, he says, don't tell anybody about what you just experienced until the Son of Man rises from the dead. And then the Bible says, as if rising from the dead is not very clear, the disciples, not getting it, say, I wonder what that means. And they talk about it all the way home. That's what Scripture says. This is the transfiguration. Jesus is changed. And what it says to us is that Jesus sometimes appears differently to us than we think. That we can't always understand Jesus in one way, because Jesus can be seen in different ways sometimes. And sometimes we get so comfortable understanding Jesus in a certain way that we don't think that Jesus can be seen in another way. Quentin's just checking things out. And sometimes we need to get out of our comfortable places so we can see Jesus from another perspective. As a Great Dane. Sometimes I think dogs are more like Jesus than humans are. Anyway, I'm going to invite you and encourage you to get up and change perspectives, to go to another place in the sanctuary and sit there. If you're usually in the front, go to the back. If you're usually on this side, go to that side. Find another place. If the choir can go down, and if you ever wanted to see what it felt like to sit in the choir's places and look from that direction, come on up and sit in the choir area. Okay, stay there. Yeah, stay there. Kids can stay here too. Yes, go ahead. I dare you. I dare you. That. We tend to get really comfortable where we are. Do you know why people sit in the same places in church? Because it is comfortable for them. It's a safe place. It's a comfortable place for people to sit. And they like to look even at the choir and at the minister from the same perspective. It just makes them comfortable. And so church gets very comfortable for us. And yet, we grow and learn more when we get out of our comfort zones. That's where we're pushed to grow and to learn. And so that's what we need to do once in a while. So today what I wanted to do is I wanted to give you some symbols of Jesus that maybe change your perspective on who he is. Because when we understand who Jesus is, we have an understanding of who we are and who we are to be in the world. Because we are a reflection of Jesus in the world. But I thought we'd do this in a kind of fun way. So, Layla and James, come on over for a sec. Here's what we're going to do. See these? Layla, can you take one of these? Oh, first I'm going to explain what you do. You're going to take these, and you're going to, whoever gets it, will unwrap it. But there's wrapping underneath, and you will unwrap that. And you will keep unwrapping till you find it, what is in it. And once you have found what's in it, bring it up and set it on this table. Just fun. Oh, just a second. Hold on one thing. The kids are going to do something different. So I'm going to ask for some help to do this. Where is Candace? Where'd she go? Oh, she went to the back. Candace, can you help us out? And I need another helper. I was going to ask, Jody, would you help us out? Here's what the kids are going to do. There are two other things hidden in the church that are symbols that the kids are going to find while you guys are unwrapping stuff. Okay? So there's your first clue for your team. So, Jody, you're going to go with Candace? James, do you want to go with Jody? And you're going to find the clues? Do you want to? Okay. Yes. Anybody else want to join them? Okay. Now, first what I want you to do is deliver these, though. So, hold on. James, can you deliver this to that side? And when you guys deliver to that side, and Layla, can you deliver to the back here? Oh, Luke, can you deliver to the back of this side? Jody, can you start this in the front there? And one more to deliver somewhere up. Yes. And so when I, oh, there's one more. Luke, maybe to the middle on this side. Okay, when I say go, the kids are going to go find their clues and find what they need to put on the table. And you guys are going to start unwrapping. And when you finally get one layer per person, just start pads warming up. Yeah, and bring the items up to the front here. Okay, ready? Go. And here's for the recycled paper. Ask how these would represent Christ. And if they represent Christ to us, then we are a reflection of... Thanks for all the helpers, by the way. Thanks, Candace and Jody and everybody who helped out. Kids are good at this because they do this, youth particularly, right, Candace? They do this once in a while and look things up. So, if these things represent Christ, how do they represent Christ? And if we are a reflection of Christ, how do we represent these things as well? So we'll start over here. Sorry, change. Change. Transformation. And so we are to be a transformed people. Christ works in our lives to transform us. And as I said earlier, we have to do the disciplines daily in order to be prepared for the transformation to take place. So that's the butterfly. What is it? Why Kleenex? Wipes tears, yes. Tears of what? Joy, sadness. So Christ is the one who wipes away our tears, who companions us in our joy and in our sorrows. And if that is what Christ does for us, this is what we do for others. Battery. Charge. Charges us, gives us our charge. And I asked them at DeWitton today, when you get up in the morning, what are you charged up by? What are you energized by? Coffee. After the coffee. Many of us get energized by our technology, our computers, the news, that sort of thing. What if we got charged up by Christ for the day? How would that differ from getting charged by other things? Now. Anybody know what this is? Sandpaper. How does this represent Jesus? Pardon? Yes, smooths off the rough edges and sometimes rubs people the wrong way. Christ rubbed people the wrong way sometimes, and sometimes we will have to in the name of Christ as well. But also, Jesus is the one who will take us and rub off the rough edges, smooth off the rough edges if we allow him to work in our lives. Yes. Pardon? Yeah. Light in the darkness. And how dark is the world today that we need more light? We are the light of the world, Jesus said. Don't hide it. Go out and be light in the world. Be a positive force for good. Anybody know what this is? Soap. Pardon? Cleansing. Yes, cleansing effect for the world. Christ cleans the world. This is teakwood and cardamom. It smells fabulous. There is a verse in Scripture that says we are to be the aroma of Christ. That we are to bring that aroma of Christ into the world. I don't know whether to make it smell better or just make it more tolerable. Anybody try this when they opened it? Do you know what it is? It's one of two things. Salt. It is salt, yes. Anne was going to say something else. I knew it. Yeah, you're working in mental health. That's not good. Salt. What does salt do? Flavors. Preserves. Cleanses. Yes, all of those things. If we see Christ as the salt of the earth, then we too are to be the salt of the earth. There's another one here. Why would this be in there? Yes. Sorry? Three horsemen. Yeah. We hope the protection. Christ is our protection. What else? What else does a sword do? Justice. Yep. Separates good from bad. Righteous anger. Evil. Preventing evil. You know, we can't see Jesus all the time as fluffy light and love and all that sort of thing. Sometimes we have to stand up for people's rights. Justice. Separate the evil from the good and live like that. And we just might sometimes rub people the wrong way when we do that. We still have to do it. Yes, mirror. Sorry? To look at yourself. Ah. Yes. Christ reflects to us who we really are. Helps us to look back. helps us to look forward. Christ, we are to mirror Christ. Christ shows us who we are. And finally, hugs. I chose not to do kisses. I had to do something. It's Valentine's this week, right? When all else fails in our lives, when we are lonely, when we are hurting, when we are in pain, when we don't feel like anybody else is around, Christ is closer than a hug. Christ gives comfort. Christ walks with us. And I said last week, the world doesn't need people giving more advice or trying to fix each other. What we need in the world is somebody who will walk with us through difficult times, who will be a shoulder for us, who will cry with us, who will give us a hug, who will just be there with us. This is the hardest thing, I think, to do, is to be there to give a hug when somebody needs it, to be a companion. Do you think we should pass these out?
Sure.
Or just throw them around. We'll start from here. Hi, do you want to help pass these out? Okay. Don't forget the people at the organ and the preachers over there. Emily, do you want to help them pass the hugs out? Where did James go? James, get help. Make sure everybody gets a hug. We need a different perspective on Christ sometimes to help us to realize that this is who we are as well. Sometimes we get a narrow view of who Christ is, and we need a broader view of Christ is, who Christ is, so that we can go out into the world and be this, because Christ does reflect us to ourselves. Keep going. Did you get everybody? There's a lot of people. Get grandma. Today, for our prayers of the people, they truly will be prayers of the people. It was not. Sometimes I write the prayers and you listen in on them. But sometimes we have things in our hearts that need to be said. So I'm going to invite you to speak out loud. What is on your heart? You can share people's names as long as they're only the first name. We don't need to know details. But if there's somebody on your heart that you feel needs prayer, please share that or any other concerns for the world that you have. I believe that when we share our prayers together,